This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden honored French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday evening with a grand state dinner, which featured toasts by both leaders to the unity between their countries. Earlier, the two leaders vowed to maintain a united front against Russia amid growing worries about waning support for Ukraine's war effort in the U.S. and Europe. Macron's visit to Washington has been tempered by his criticism of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act and the challenges both leaders face amid the mounting costs of keeping military and economic aid flowing to Kyiv with no end in sight from the Russian invasion. The U.S. Congress has taken action to avert a rail strike the Biden administration and business leaders say would greatly damage the economy. The Senate passed a bill Thursday to bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and union leaders in September. That agreement did not include the paid sick leave union sought. But President Biden said the issue is important.
It doesn't mean because we are going to pass this, God willing, by Friday, by the weekend, that I'm going to back off of paid leave. I made it really clear I'm going to continue to fight for paid leave for not only rail workers, but for all American workers.
The Senate passage of the measure came one day after the House voted to impose the agreement. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. The Democratic Republic of Congo's armed forces Thursday said M23 rebels and their allies killed 50 civilians in a massacre in the eastern part of the country, which the M23 denied. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Somalia forces killed about 40 al-Shabaab fighters in the Middle Shabelle region, the government said Thursday. The latest clashes in a months-long offensive that aims to weaken the grip of the Islamist militant group, al-Shabaab, an al-Qaeda franchise that is seeking to impose its interpretation of Islamic law across the country, frequently stages deadly attacks in the capital, Mogadishu, and elsewhere. The U.S. state of Georgia Senate runoff is Tuesday, and Democrats are making a final push to get voters to cast their ballots early. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In Atlanta,
I'm back!
Former President Barack Obama rallying voters for someone he calls a friend.
And your outstanding senator, Raphael Warnock.
Friday is the last day of early in-person voting in the Senate runoff between Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Voters have already cast more than 1.4 million ballots amid an all-hands-on-deck push by Democrats, while Republicans, especially Walker, have taken a less aggressive approach that could leave the GOP nominee heavily dependent on runoff election day turnout. Senate control is not in play. Democrats have already secured 50 Senate seats and have Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, but 51 would make their position stronger. I'm Ben Thomas.
Lava from a Hawaii volcano slows its approach to a key highway on the Big Island. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Rivers of glowing lava oozing from the world's largest volcano, Mauna Loa, shouldn't be able to reach the main highway linking the east and west coasts of Hawaii's Big Island for at least a week. So says Ken Han, lead scientist at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory.
3.5 miles isn't that far if you walk. If you drive, it's a lot faster. If you crawl, it's a lot slower, right? So sometimes the lava flow is driving, sometimes it's crawling.
Traffic patterns have been altered to handle the crush of sightseers. Mauna Loa last erupted in 1984. I'm Norman Hall.
Heavy rains have been pounding the southern area of Brazil, causing water to surge to deadly levels and triggering landslides. The civil defense said some 880 people were evacuated from their homes in the state of Santa Catarina after rains turned streets into rivers. Authorities reported at least two deaths and one person missing on Thursday. At least 17 cities across Santa Catarina have been declared under state of emergency. Brazil's northeast is also reeling from bad weather, as officials confirmed at least one death there. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.